Pay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Striking entertainment writers have reached a tentative contract. CBS's Elise Preston says that could be good news for other members of other unions.
What does this mean for everyone else?
We are in a labor moment. We had dual Hollywood strikes for the first time in 63 years. We have the auto workers out. We almost had UPS out. Workers, even non-unionized workers, are sick and tired and have found a straw that broke their back in terms of income inequality in this country.
It was only last week that studio heads were brought in to try to end the strike that lasted nearly 5 months.
President Biden will visit with striking auto workers on the picket lines in Detroit on Tuesday.
The president's visit is a show of support, but not a direct involvement in the negotiations, says Peter Berg, who's a professor at Michigan State University. The car makers, he says, will likely look the other way.
I don't think they're going to take this personally, the car makers. They understand what Joe Biden's doing.
While supporting the strikers, the president has said he wants a win-win solution to the strike.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. We are within a week of the government shutting down if Congress doesn't pass a budget. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the White House is working to put responsibility for any shutdown on Republicans.
President Biden said the cuts would disproportionately impact the black community and put food assistance to 7 million women and children at risk. He also put the blame squarely on the group of far-right Republicans who are holding out on funding the government because they want deep spending cuts.
The resumption of student loan payments will mean reduced spending on clothing, says CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investment firm Jefferies surveyed consumers with student debt and found that 54% of respondents plan to spend less on apparel and accessories and 46% less on footwear.
Ukraine claims it has killed the commander of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Details from CBS News Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Ukraine claims the commander was killed in an unprecedented missile strike on the naval headquarters in Crimea last week. Ukraine special forces say 34 officers were killed, including the commander. The strike in Sevastopol sent huge plumes of smoke into the air and destroyed the headquarters.
Russia is making a lot of money from the increase in oil prices, money it's using to finance its war against Ukraine. The increase is being blamed on Russia and Saudi Arabia, reducing the amount of oil they send to global markets. They are expected to do so through the end of the year. Some analysts believe we could see oil at $100 a barrel, while others believe reduced growth in China and elsewhere could keep prices below that mark. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 64. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Okay, I gotta confess, she's not a new mom yet. We're on baby watch, and so far, no reports from the home front. And so LJ, little Jane, hasn't come just yet. And if she doesn't come on her own, she will be here. They're going to induce on Wednesday. So we will certainly keep everybody posted. I know a lot of people are curious and concerned and excited for Kristen. So we will absolutely give you updates as they come in. It's going to be a busy show today. I'm so excited to have our first guest, and he's going to be joining us every Monday in the first hour from 10 to 11. The one and only Todd Alba from the same named show, the Todd Alba Show, from 1 to 3 p.m. on the Civic Media Network. Hey there, buddy. How you doing?
Jane, Greg, I am absolutely fantastic. I'm coming to you live from Eau Claire from my sister and brother-in-law's kitchen because I'm up here. I'm up here today. I'm going to do our show here. I'm going to see Garrison Keillor tonight at the new Pablo Center, a beautiful, beautiful civic arts facility. And I thought, wouldn't it be lovely if I did the show from the banks of the Eau Claire River and have the bridge in the background? And so I went down and set it all up. And by golly, there was no electricity in the outlet.
No.
and so I packed everything back up.
Oh,
and I got back to their house with about 5 minutes to spare. So that's the way Todd's day has started.
Oh, lovely. Well, you look good. I love your sister's kitchen. It looks looks like a wonderful place.
They're great cooks.
Also, coming up this hour, our own Civic Media's Mike Clemens is going to join us at 11:20 with a recap of yesterday's Packer comeback from behind, their 18-17 win. And then at 11:33, Robin Grams with the City of Waukesha will be here to talk about Walktober Wine Walk. So that should be a lot of fun. But right now, we're going to jump right into it. Geez, Todd, so much corruption, so little time.
Right?
It was remarkable. It was a busy weekend. And I guess the latest one, of course, is Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey, a Democrat, reportedly will announce his 2024 re-election bid during a press conference today. And that is his first public appearance since his latest indictment. And this is a doozy.
This is crazy.
This is a doozy. In an unsealed indictment Friday in the Southern District of New York, he allegedly agreed to use his official position to benefit three New Jersey businessmen and Egypt's government in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. The indictment also charges his wife and the three businessmen in the years-long bribery scheme. Federal prosecutors say the bribes included gold bars, cash, and a luxury convertible.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean, if you can get it, it's pretty good work.
I guess. But what is astonishing to me, unless I've missed something, there's only New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Senator John Fetterman, right, are the only ones who have essentially called for Menendez to resign.
Those are the only two I've seen so far. I mean, I think there was a lot of people within the Democratic Party over the weekend that called for his resignation. But as far as elected officials, it's just remarkable, right, Jane? I mean, how, you know, protecting power is not necessarily classified to one party or the other. We've called it out on our show. I know you guys have called it out on your show. I mean, it doesn't matter what party you're in. Corruption is corruption. And I saw the Senator Kelly from Arizona, who's up for re-election next year. I think he's a great guy, great senator. He was on, I believe, Face the Nation yesterday, asked directly by Margaret Brennan if he thought that Menendez should step down. And he gave kind of this mealy-mouthed answer. Well, I think he should very seriously consider looking at, you know, what it means to the voters. Look, I learned a long time ago working in the state capitol from Senator Tim Cullen, Democrat, retired majority leader. He used to tell me, Todd, anytime a politician tells you anything other than a no, it's a yes. And anything other than a yes is a no.
It's a no.
So, I mean, these people need to grow a spine. I mean, Democrats are starting to look like Susan Collins up there in Maine. A strongly worded letter.
Yeah. Oh, and which is so, gosh, that's painful. You know, that right. really carries so much weight when you rebuke someone and say they were naughty. Again, we have due process. There is a reason for that. But the appearance of this is unbelievably bad. I mean, they found wads of cash stuffed in his suits. They found wads of cash and envelopes stuffed in his Senate jacket, which I guess is kind of nice. You know where your bank is.
Yeah, right.
Lots of cash on hand. I mean, wasn't it something like $480,000, Todd?
Yeah. And gold bullion, like actual gold bars. I mean, this is not mutually exclusive here. I mean, like you say, everybody is proven or innocent, presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, it's almost like finding classified documents in your bathroom. It's close. It's close.
And one might say that is problematic also. Yet
you would think.
What? Yet for some, seems to be that this is how we do business now.
Yeah. But kudos to the governor of New Jersey, a Democrat as well, for saying that he should step down. And that's the thing, that if this guy would just step down, you'd have a Democratic governor appoint another Democratic senator, so it would not, you know, give Republicans control in the U.S. Senate. It really comes down to just doing the right thing, in my opinion.
Well, and yeah, it's doing the right thing, though, Todd. Do we just not do that anymore? 844-967-2789. Is doing the right thing just nostalgia now? Is it just nostalgic? And we just let them slide for as long as they want?
You hope not. I think there are still good people in the Senate. But again, it's remarkable to me that when you have something like this happen, how much the party system rallies around each other. We've seen it. I think, to be fair, in my opinion, I think in the case of Trump, you've seen a lot fewer Republicans call for him not to run or these ineligible. I will give Democrats, mainstream Democrats, credit for calling Menendez out. I think there's a lot of activists, a lot of party faithful who are saying, look, this guy just needs to step down. But again, other than Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania and the governor of New Jersey, I don't see a lot of Democrats just willing to, you know, call it the way it is.
Which is amazing to me because this is not the same thing, but Al Franken was forced to resign,
right,
by his fellow Democrats, and it was a tasteless joke from many years ago, and I'm not excusing what he did. It was a different time. That's a whole nother discussion. But is it just we're inundated with so much rotten now that we can't even keep it straight? It's just Clarence Thomas is another one. Supreme Court Justice. Every week, it seems like the news that comes out about him is worse and worse and worse. We have my favorite, Lauren Bobo Boebert from Colorado, who was caught groping her date while he was groping her. at a live theater show. And her excuse over the weekend was, it's been 20 years since she's been dating, and they didn't have infrared cameras back then. So now she's on the alert that when you do things in public, people can see you.
It's remarkable. I mean, was it Ocean's 11? There's a line in there at some point where Julia Roberts says, you know, there's always cameras or there's always somebody watching. You know, that's the society that we live in today. And I think beyond that, Jane, it's just, what do they say? Character is what you do when nobody's watching.
Absolutely.
And so, I think that shows her character. And look, what people do in their private life, I'm certainly not a perfect person, but I think it's the hypocrisy, right? When you start calling out people, when you start saying, I'm the person that's going to uphold family values, when you're attacking other people for who they are and judging them, and then you're doing the same stuff or sometimes even worse behind closed doors, or you thought it was behind closed doors.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, Todd. It's the hypocrisy. But again, I almost think we are becoming immune to it because it's just so widespread and so frequent. The stories come out almost daily, it seems, about bad behavior, and nothing happens. You can chime in anytime. You can text and or call at 844-967-2789. Texter from the 312, Tammy Baldwin needs to call for Menendez's resignation. I think it would help her in Wisconsin. I don't think it would hurt.
No. I mean, you know, there's all this, you know, once you get to the Senate, you know, there's all this collegial thing. Well, it's not really my place to go after someone else. Well, you know, maybe it kind of is. Maybe again, it's about setting an example. I agree with you, Jane. It's not going to hurt her, certainly, if she would do that.
Somebody's got to do something. And again, he will go through due process. He did resign, I understand, because he was on a pretty important committee, is my understanding. And he did resign from that on Friday, but he is adamant that he's not going to resign from Congress. And I just don't get it. Do we not expect better behavior from the people who represent
Jane,
us?
If you're talking, I can't hear you. If you're talking to me, for some reason, I've lost you. I will keep working on my end here,
all right,
but
Greg
I can't
Bach?
Hear you right now. But
I don't know if you heard that.
You keep on going because you're lovely.
I will keep going as we try and get this little issue figured out with Todd Alba, who is joining us via StreamYard. Talking about Clarence Thomas, his corruption, the apparent corruption of Bob Menendez, who is a Democrat from New Jersey. There was a story not too long ago about Corey Lewandowski, who was a Trump campaign manager, having an affair with Kristi Noem, who is the governor of South Dakota. And now there's more controversy surrounding him because a major donor is demanding his money back because Lewandowski is now working for someone running for office in Louisiana. And it turns out that this donor's former wife was on the receiving end of unwanted sexual advances by Lewandowski in 2021. So every day there's just more and more and more. Check in with us. Let us know what you think. Do we just not care about corruption anymore? Is it all just fine? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Don't go away. On the Civic Media Radio Network. I fought the law and the law won. 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 I fought the law and the
locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. is on maternity leave. No baby news yet. Once we hear any baby news, we will absolutely pass it along to you. You can always check in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We are talking about Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, indicted last week for allegedly taking bribes and gold bars and wads of cash in order to do favors for the Egyptian government. And my question is, do we just not care about corruption anymore? Is it just so endemic that this is just the cause of doing business? Todd Alba is here. Greg Bach is running the board. And we have Tom on the phone. Good morning, Tom. What do you think? Are we just immune to corruption and bad behavior now?
Good morning, Jane. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I have a question for Todd. Todd, what Supreme Court case do you think it is that brought about this unlimited spending on campaigns and brought money into the political system more so than ever?
Todd, now we can't hear you.
Todd, you there?
There you go. Nope, Todd, we still can't hear you.
Can you hear me
there,
now?
There he is. Okay.
All right, fantastic.
All right.
I appreciate the question, Tom. I would say it was Citizens United, right? The Supreme Court case that basically said money is speech.
Okay, and what political party or what was it the conservative Supreme Court or was it a progressive or a liberal Supreme Court that actually decided that case?
Well, it would have been a swing vote. I mean, you had Kennedy on there, so I mean, it would have been a slightly conservative Supreme Court.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say here is that the Democrats seem to have, through H.R. 1, they've tried to get money out of politics. If Hillary Clinton would have been actually put in, or if she would have actually won her election, we actually would have turned back Citizens United. Money in politics is at the root of all of this corruption. And we, the people, need to actually not be fighting for every other issue under the sun, but we need to fight to get money out of politics. Because until we do, we don't restore government back to we, the people. And that is the thread that actually holds all of this other stuff, whether it's gun legislation or gun safety, or whether it's a woman's right to choose, or whether it's gay rights, whether it's, you know, whatever it is under the sun, whether it is mortgage and Medicare for all of this stuff. We the people want certain policies that are not happening because of the fact of Citizens United and because of the conservative Supreme Court decision of Citizens United. So I just want people to really realize that money in politics is what's causing this problem, and it's the greed of money in politics. So I would just ask for any of my Republican friends out there, please, you know what? When you're in the booth, vote for Democrats, because even though we got someone like a Menendez today, this whole thing is about corruption, and this whole thing is about money in politics. And I would just ask that you guys all just vote Democratic, and let's get the money out of politics, because the candidate, whether the candidate is a Democrat or Republican, and actually says they want to get money out of politics completely, is the person that probably will have my vote. But there's only one party that has actually been trying to get money out of politics, and that is the Democratic Party.
Thank you so much for the call, Tom. We really appreciate it. As always, 844-967-2789. I don't disagree that Citizens United and this unlimited dark money is a big part of the problem. I just don't know that there is anyone who is going to vote against being able to accept wads of cash on either side of the aisle.
No, I agree. I mean, as a former Republican, I agree that Citizens United was a terrible decision by a mostly, you know, a slightly conservative Supreme Court, and I wish we could do something about it until, you know, you pass legislation, and quite frankly, until you have a different the Supreme Court has compromised different folks, it's going to be pretty hard to overturn that. I would simply point out that, yes, I think that certainly Republicans are responsible for putting Donald Trump in and having this very conservative court. But remember, Jane, I had a coffee shop at the time in Madison in 2016, and in Wisconsin you had 23,000 presumably progressives and Democrats that said, you know, I want to send Hillary a message. So they voted for Jill Stein. And Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. I mean, if you had had every progressive and Democrat who voted for Jill Stein or a third-party candidate in 2016, Hillary Clinton would probably be on her second term, and she would have appointed three progressives to the Supreme Court.
844-967-2789. Robin and Brian, I know you're on the line, so if you can hang just for a little bit, we do have a break coming up in about a minute and a half. We'd love to hear what you think about it. You can call and or text anytime, 844-967-2789. Corruption in politics, is it? Do we even care anymore? Is it a thing? Or is it just so commonplace now that that's how we do biz here in the United States, which is kind of disturbing? 844-967-2789. Todd Alba is here. Greg Bach is on the board. I'm Jane Matinier, filling in for Kristen Bry. We will be back and take your calls right after this. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. you can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast, overnight, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 64. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back. All right. Well, there it's gone. Okay. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Jane Matten here in for Kristen Bry, who is out on maternity leave. We are taking your calls at 844-967-2789 on whether or not we even care about corruption anymore with the latest news about Democratic Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey being indicted for alleged bribery on behalf of the Egyptian government. So do we just not care anymore? Robin has been waiting on the line. Thank you for your patience, Robin from Milwaukee. I'm curious, what do you think? Is this just how we do business now?
No, I don't think so. I think there's kind of a different standard between, you know, we seem to have gotten inoculated that, you know, everything is a scandal these days, like, you know, this Lauren Boebert situation or whatever. I don't care. You know, I'm not Alanis Morissette. I don't care what someone does in a theater. It does say, it does kind of indicate that she's stupid, but that's confirming priors anyway. But this Bob, everybody's kind of known he's been corrupt for a little while. And what, you know, Democrats and on the left, they should probably do is just, you know, kind of back up their talk. I mean, we're the group that got rid of Al Franken for a picture. But what I like to go back to is, you know, Blagojevich was removed from office 98. And basically, until a certain somebody pardoned him. And, you know, as a public servant, like, you know, corruption is just awful. And I think there's a huge line when you start talking about whether, you know, people are taking, you know, payola and all that sort of stuff. And yeah. And so now the previous caller was talking about money and politics. And, you know, that's certainly a, you know, a really huge issue. I don't know how you solve it. The last thing was like McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform and right. all that sort of stuff. But, you know, I think one way is just to, like, a lot of it is systemic election things, that our elections go on so long, it takes so much money to run and to sustain a huge campaign and whatnot. They're just not really easy fixes. And I think a lot of the easy fixes turn out to be actually worse policy ideas than the problem that they're trying to solve. But I think we need to, you know, avoid, like, just be the, set the high bar and, you know, and police our own, because they surely aren't. And yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, all right. Appreciate that, Robin. And by the way, Jimmy on the live stream gives you a shout out for that awesome Alanis Morissette reference. So nicely done in working that in there. 844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, you can also leave a message on the live stream if you are watching us on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. Brian is on the phone from Iguanago. Hey, Brian, what do you think about corruption in politics, just the way we do things now?
Unfortunately, it kind of seems like that's become, you know, par for the course. Kind of like when white-collar crimes happen, like hedge funds, you know, commit fraud, where they take in billions of dollars and get fined millions of dollars. It's, for them, it's the cost of doing business. And if this Menendez guy doesn't feel like he needs to step down for, I mean, granted, I guess due process, he should have his day in court and whatnot, but if he does get proven that he accepted bribery, absolutely, he should either be stepped down or removed from office. And to piggyback on some of the other callers, they mentioned that, you know, we need to start voting blue to get, you know, as many of these people that we can out of office so that we can actually enact change and bring up policy to help, you know, help this country move forward for once. It feels like we haven't been, not for once, but I mean, it feels like it's been a while since we've taken steps to actually move forward. It seems like we're just dancing around all these different topics without enacting any type of change. But the one thing I will say this, and I'm going to try and vote blue as much as I can, because the Republican Party has obviously shown that they could not care less about the American people. And especially, you know, I'm in Wisconsin, and I see it every day how much they do not care. That these Democrats need to know that they, you know, can't play both sides like that. Like, because one thing, Citizens United is helping both sides, both Republicans and Democrats. It's kind of uncanny. They come into office and leave office many times richer than they should have been. And to be like a United States Senator or something, like $200,000 salary, that's more than enough money for them to be able to do their job. But, you know, not only do we need to stop things or get rid of Citizens United, but, like, we need to enact policies to where politicians cannot be trading with inside information on the stock market. It's just, it blows my mind that that's still a thing that's allowed to happen. And you see, it's not necessarily talked about as much or in the mainstream news, but there's so much going on both sides of the aisle that we absolutely need to get money out of politics. It's probably, like the last caller said, not an easy task, but there has to be a way, because nothing's going to improve until that happens, because greed will always win out.
Unfortunately, and, yeah.
That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate it. I don't disagree with you. Yes. It sure does seem like greed will always win. Todd, let's go back and describe what it was that Citizens United did. Because they decided that corporations are people.
And that money is speech.
And money is speech. And therefore, if corporations can't spend as much money as they want on the candidate of their choice, then therefore their speech is being denied. Is that accurate?
That's the essence of it. And remember, there is a Wisconsin connection, because this all stemmed from a piece of legislation called McCain-Feingold, where the late Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, worked with former U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Democrat Russ Feingold, and they wrote the bipartisan McCain-Feingold bill, which reformed and limited how much people could spend in elections, candidates. And that was challenged in this Citizens United case, and the Supreme Court at the time, again, a slightly conservative court, basically said, no, you can't limit through legislation, Congress, what people can spend because there needs to be a town square, and everybody has to have a voice in the town square, and you're limiting the speech. And I'll be honest, I'll be forthright. You know, that was years ago as a former Republican. I agreed with that decision at the time. But as I saw things progress, what happened was the person's voice without the most money got drowned out. So you can go to the town square and you can stand on the soapbox and talk, but what about the guy who comes along with a truck and a sound system,
yep,
and they can't hear you anymore?
Yep.
So it ended up being a terrible decision. Russ Feingold and John McCain were right, and it's completely changed the course of American politics. If I could just add really quickly, Jane and Greg, I don't think that wanting Menendez to step down and voting Democratic are mutually exclusive. You can do both. I mean, as a former Republican, yes, I'm voting for Joe Biden, and yes, I'm voting straight Democratic because I feel that's the party that still is in favor of small-d democracy, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't and can't call out bad actors.
Absolutely. And I think people are tired of that. I really do. I think people are tired of the constant free passes that that our politicians get and corporations get. The problem with getting money out of politics and undoing Citizens United, as Brian just said, is that politicians on both sides of the aisle are getting rich off of this. So there is no motivation for them to ever change this.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And again, if you try to pass legislation, it's going to go into the Supreme Court. I would find it hard to believe that the current Supreme Court would undo Citizens United based on who's on there. One of the things, if I could just real quick, Jane, this is from Politico back in 2008. Yes, I'm taking you back to 2008. This is fantastic. Talk about irony. John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, John Boehner,
oh, John
Republican.
John Boehner, sure.
Yes, John Boehner wrote a letter to his colleagues, a memo, back in 2008, when William Jefferson, remember William, not that William Jefferson, but William Jefferson was a Democrat in Louisiana, very popular. He got caught he was indicted on bribery charges and found with $90,000 in cash in his freezer, stuffed in Pillsbury pie boxes. Didn't turn out well for him. And the Republican went in there and beat him on these charges. And the guy who beat him, his name was Joseph Cao, C-A-O. And so Boehner writes this memo called The Time is Cao. And he goes on and says that Republicans will take over Congress and find a way forward by focusing on ethics, ethics, ethics.
Oh, please.
How the times have changed, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Everything is circular, right? Everything is circular.
Tony Zerbin checking in on the stream says, who doesn't have $90,000 in their freezer? I know.
Right.
I'd like to. I don't, but I could try having $90,000 in my freezer.
Right.
Yeah. Also, texture from the 310, there's only one party that has tried to get money out of politics. Again, I think it's been kind of a half-hearted attempt to get money out of politics because this is benefiting people on both sides of the aisle. Look at somebody like Kristen Sinema. Look at some of these first-term Congress people. Didn't she have a negative? Kristen Sinema, I want to say, had a negative balance when she went into Congress, and now she's her net worth is over $1 million. I mean, that's a pretty good gig.
Even look recently past Ada Deer, who was a great politician, a great Native American here in Wisconsin, a leader, and ran against my former boss Scott Klug. It was his first opponent in 1992, I believe. And she made the pledge. Her big line was, I don't take PAC money. She said, I'm going to be a different politician. I'm not going to take PAC money. Well, She lost big time. Now, I wouldn't say that's the only reason. I don't think that she was as good a candidate when you put her against Scott Klug, a former television guy. Her messaging just wasn't that great. She was a good candidate, but just there were other reasons. But the fact is, to your point, when politicians of both the right and the left decide, no, I'm going to do it the right way, again, your voice gets drowned out if the other side doesn't agree to play by the same rules.
Yeah, you make a great point, Todd. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on this. And this, again, all stems from Democratic Senator Bob Menendez on Friday being indicted on some pretty juicy charges of bribery and corruption. And not only did he have more than $90,000 in cash in his house, not even in his freezer, but a number of gold bars as well, right? Which, again, seems like a pretty good gig if you can get it.
How do you defend that? I mean, how do you? Well, I just happen to have him sitting. It's, I mean, even the cash, I guess you can say, well, I'm old fashioned. Instead of burying it in a coffee can in the backyard, I put it in the freezer. But gold, who the heck has gold bars?
Just lying around, you know, as
right.
as one does. Well, we're gonna move on when we come back from this break. And I want to talk, Todd, and we've been talking a lot about this and it also across several different shows on civic media. Calling your lawmakers, does it really make a difference? How many callers does it take to make a difference? What if you're the person who calls them every day? Do they look at you like, it's Louie from, you know, Shibuya is calling again. Let's just ignore him. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Does contacting your lawmaker really do anything? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Todd Alba is here. Greg Bach is on the board. And this is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Jane Matinier. In for Kristen Bry. Todd Alba is here. You can hear him across the Civic Media Radio Network every weekday from 1 to 3 o'clock. And the wonderful Greg Bach is on the board. Kristen out on maternity leave. No news to tell anybody yet. We will pass it along as soon as we get some. So, Todd, I wanted you worked for upstate lawmaker for many years. Mm. And there's been speculation that one of the reasons why Robin Voss actually seemed to blink a little bit about impeaching newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz was because there was so much pushback. And I'm curious, as someone who worked in an office, having constituents call, does that really make a difference? Does it really cut through, or do they just, like I always like to characterize them, stick their fingers in their ears and go, la, 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 la?
Let me give you a really political answer. It depends.
Oh, it depends. I mean, yes. If the callers like what they're doing, then they listen.
No, I think, first of all, I think that you're right that I think that Speaker Voss did pull back a little bit, at least temporarily, on this ridiculous impeachment proceedings against Justice Protasiewicz, in part because not so much he got calls, but because key members of his caucus got calls. And I think that's the key. As a former legislative staffer for both the state legislature and Congress, your boss or a staff, you don't really, to be blunt, you don't care about the calls that come from outside your district. So if you're living in Green Bay and you're ticked off at Robin Voss and you call his office, you know, unless you're from Burlington or his assembly district, I mean, it's a little bit different when you're in a leadership like that because you're getting sent to your caucus. But for individual elected officials, you really care about the people who are in your district because those are the people who are either going to extend your career or end it.
Right.
And so I would say if you're frustrated or if you're happy, call the person who represents you because that will have an effect. Usually if you're a competent staff, you'll at least keep a tally of you know, for or against, so you can tell your boss, well, how are the calls looking? You know, the first thing you'll say is, well, is that from the district or not?
Okay.
And so that's the key, is to call, you know, from your district.
So my giving out Robin Voss's phone number on a daily basis isn't really going to matter unless those people call him who are from his district.
It'll make you feel better. Sure. I mean, my boss was a Senate majority leader, and we used to get some calls, you know, as a majority leader. And I think that gives you a better sense of your caucus, but it has a lot more effect if you call directly to whomever represents you in either the assembly or the Senate.
And what about...
Doesn't mean you're not... Go ahead.
And what about those who might call every day? Do you just, after a month of that, do you just tend to blow them off as a policymaker? Oh, it's Ralph again, you know, complaining about...
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're calling every single day for the same reason, at some point it's just like, okay, we get it. I think it has a lot more effect if... I've seen this happen in local school referendum races where people create phone call trees. Let's call like 10 to get 10. So you get 10 people to call, 10 of your friends to call in. And it has a lot more effect if you do that than if it's the same person calling every single day.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'll tell you the one thing that has almost, well, I shouldn't say none, has very little effect are these postcards that different, you know, organizations make up and say, oh, just put your legislator's name on it and sign it and send it in. What happens is that's done by an intern. It gets put in a stack. A form letter is written and all those addresses go into a database. There's a form letter that gets sent out. So, I mean, generally speaking. So, again, a lot of that is sometimes they'll be separated out between in-district and out-of-district. And sometimes the out-of-districts aren't even looked at or responded to. So it really comes down to the best thing you could do is either call, make it a competent, don't yell at people answering the phone because...
Don't swear.
Right, because that has completely the opposite negative effect. But be kind, be polite. You can be direct, be honest. And the first thing to do is say, look, I'm Todd Allball and, you know, I'm represented by Senator so-and-so. Here's my street address, because that'll get their attention. And say, here's where I live. And then this is how I feel. Don't go on for 5 or 10 minutes. Make it a 90-second, 2-minute call at the most and say, I appreciate you taking this down. Please pass it on to your boss. And have a good day.
And as you said too, Todd, if you do that, then you get 10 of your friends to do that individually. And then they all get another 10 friends to do that individually. That might actually make an impression.
Yeah. Also, people might find this interesting. Snail mail, a handwritten letter, because you get so few of them today. And writing a well-written, again, half a page, one page, handwritten letter and signing it, that will break through the clutter almost more than anything else.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Because
all we get is, look at me, I say we. All they're getting are emails and phone calls. I mean, the number of actual handwritten, when I first started working in the legislature in the 90s, of course, that's all you got. And now, post the internet, you hardly ever get one. So when you do, it really stands out. And again, not form written, not by a lobbyist, not by an organization.
Right.
In your own words. That has a very powerful impact on a legislator and the staff.
Yeah, just don't cut out all the letters from like a magazine or a newspaper and then tape them together right. And send it
I'll tell you, during Act 10, we got some terrible stuff. And my boss was the only senator and Republican that voted no on it. But we got some terrible – we actually had to evacuate one time because we had bomb threats in our office. But our office was getting inundated by callers all over the country to the point where we could no longer do legislative business because I think there were four phone lines and you just pick it, you'd hang it up to try to, because of course you're still trying to do constituent casework, like calling the DOT for a road. You couldn't even get a line out. So we were having to do all of our business on our personal cell phones.
Wow.
Well, and at that point, it does no good because it's like you're just messing up my day.
Sure, exactly. Well, thank you for the insight. Thank you for joining us for this first hour, Todd Alba. I really, really appreciate it. We will have you back with us next Monday.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Great. And best to Kristen and Mike as they kick off parenthood.
We will keep everybody posted. Todd Alba, make sure you catch him today from 1 to 3 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks a lot, buddy. Really appreciate it. Coming up next hour, we are going to talk about unusual pets. We're going to talk Packers victory with Mike Clemens, and we're going to talk about wine. Should all be good.
Oh, I'm missing wine?
Wine. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is